everyone. Welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, glad you could join us on a really nice start to this Monday. They're calling for some clouds and showers later today, but sunshine this morning, giving away to clouds later today and a chance of showers, high near 88. Cloudy tonight, could see some rain. And then Tuesday, partly cloudy, chance of showers, high near 85. Joined today by our special guest, Licking County Commissioners Rick Black and Tim Bubb. Commissioners, first off, I know it was a busy weekend for me for the holiday, and I had to assume it was for you. Both of you enjoyed the July 4th. I know, Commissioner Black, you were talking about you were busy. It was a busy weekend.
A
lot going on.
Weekend. I mean, all the parades and so forth, I only made it to one, but there were multiple parades around the county, some of them first-timers. You know, Hebron had what I believe was their first time ever 4th of July parade, and I understood it was packed.
Mm-hmm.
Fireworks out at the Canal Park, and I understood they had a great, great turnout for it. So I was real happy for them. Of course, things are happening out in that area.
Oh, no doubt. I talking to Brittany Meisner, and they've got the multi-use trail going in at Hebron. They had stuff going on. Then Hanover had their boom, and that's really taken off over the past number of years. But Commissioner Bubb, I know you've got family near and far. Were you able to enjoy a little bit, get around the family, and have some fun over the 4th?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a good long weekend and nice and warm.
Now you have a smoker, correct?
I do.
Did you do any smoking?
You ask, I will answer. Turkey breast.
Oh, really?
In hickory? Turkey breast. About 8 hours, and on the 4th of July, and brought out and just put a little Cajun with it, and loved turkey breast off the smoker.
Yeah, I've not done that. We went to a friend's house, and they did brisket and ribs, but they did it with pecan pellets. And I mean, it's amazing some of the stuff you can put in there.
Now, Tim, I have a question. When it's hot like this, does it smoke faster or slower? Or, you know, I'm not a smoker person, so, I know when we gas grill in the wintertime, sometimes it takes a little longer. How's a smoker react to this kind of weather?
It's an electric smoker that burns pellets, so it gets hot, and it has its own, just like an oven. You set it on 225 or 235, and it'll hold that temperature, and it just burns more pellets to hold that temperature. So you're right. In the winter, you're going to go through more fire and more pellets just to keep the temperature up. If it's 95 degrees, it doesn't take that much work to keep it hot, but it regulates itself. And the thing I like about smoking, Dave and Rick, is that, if you get it set up right, and it's as low and slow, and you get your temperatures right, it just happens. Brisket can be on there for 12 hours, and turkey can be on there for 7 or 8 hours. It's just you got to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Because, in a grill, Rick, you know what that's like. You know, all heck breaks loose and things get hot real quick. And
yep.
You got to be careful you don't overdo something. In a smoker, it's the long haul.
Okay.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay. I just wondered.
I don't know if people knew that our, Licking County Commissioner was such a, chef out there with the smoker.
Oh, that's my third smoker. I had a barrel smoker. We used to burn real hickory wood, and then an electric smoker, and now a pellet smoker. And I've got one that's five shelves deep. And you can cook side dishes. You can cook cocktails on a smoker. You can put meats on there.
I don't know. I've never gotten an invite. Have you?
I was going to ask, what time do we need to show up?
We can do hot dogs on the smoker. Whatever. That we can.
Just let me know what day and time.
It's a good holiday to have, just like anything else. Because it's a cookout kind of holiday.
No doubt.
So it worked out just fine. Thanks for asking.
No, I mean, again, it's just so much.
I still got some turkey left. You want a cold turkey sandwich, come on over today.
You think I'm going to turn on any food? it's not here, obviously, but boy, I'm sure you have, as everybody has. The tragedy that we're seeing down in Texas is just mind-boggling to me. I mean, I was reading a story yesterday. A young lady got swept 12 miles down with the flooding and was in a tree and stayed in it. I mean, it is so bad. And there's talk about, did they have warnings and all that? Who knows how that worked? But it is just, I can't imagine the devastation, obviously the loss of life. It's got to be something to sit there and see that.
Let's talk about
how we can help
talk about that and bring it closer to home for a moment. The hill country in Texas is unpredictable because it drains fairly quickly, and it's not uncommon. It's interesting that Camp Mystic out there that took the beating, that was right along the Guadalupe River. Be honest with you, the locals out there for 100 years have called that a flash flood corridor. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is the river is shallow and the hills, the water dumps right off the hills. And when they get inundated, the river comes up quickly. It's a river. It's drainage. It's the water. And it's very powerful. And let's talk, though, about flash floods. Look, I did news in this market for 20 years. You and I have known each other for a long time. As a news director, involved with warnings watches and flash flood warnings and watches, and probably there's no warning that's taken any more for granted than a flash flood mm-hmm. watch or warning. And I was always reluctant in the news business because sometimes I felt like we overwatched and warned people too much. It was like crying wolf. It's a big county, and I like the better radar we have now, which can tune in what part of the county is at risk, because the county is so big that back traditionally we give a warning or watch for Licking County. It was such a big county, you might have a tornado risk up in the Croton area across the northern part of the county. People at Buckeye Lake see sunshine. So a lot of times then people say, oh, well, they're just crying wolf again. Well, they're not. It's a big county. And sometimes storms are more like a rifle shot than a shotgun. But here's the deal. First of all, and we've talked about this 100 times before, but there is a difference between a watch and a warning. Mm-hmm. And it's real simple. A watch means just watch out. It's like telling somebody, if you're on a skateboard, watch out, you don't crash. That's it. But a warning means you're about to get hit by a car. A warning means you're going to get a thunderstorm. It's going to be a severe thunderstorm. It's going to have wind. You may have a tornado spotted by radar, either elevated or on the ground. And a warning has to be taken seriously no matter what. A lot of times after one of these storms, it's a big rainmaker, it's not uncommon for a flash flood watch or warning to be issued. And it's simply because we have allowed our society to build in the floodplains mm-hmm. and the flood fringes. And I can take you out right now and show you traditional. Look at Log Pond Run, right through the middle of the north side of Newark.
Yep.
In 1959, the Little Log Pond Run, if you go look at it right now, it's probably got about an inch of water in it. But what happened was, in 1959, the North Fork of the Licking River flooded from the north. It backed Log Pond Run up and turned the north side of Newark into a flood zone. It can happen. It can happen here, just like it happens in the hill country in Texas. And that's why I would urge people, when you hear a flash flood watch and warning, it's not just because we had a thunderstorm watch and warning. It's because you got a lot of rain. And let's just talk just a quick moment, because this has come up recently, about warning sirens, tornado sirens, mm-hmm. versus the cellular alerts. We're getting away from tornado sirens for these reasons. Number one, this county is so big you could have 400 tornado sirens, have to try to cover the whole county. It's not realistic. Rick knows it. You can have a tornado siren if it's fairly well placed. If you're within a quarter to a half mile of that, you're probably going to hear it, maybe. But if you're on the other side of the hill and you got the TVs on and the air conditioner on, people just don't hear them anymore. Right. I always laugh at the person. I remember being in the news business, and we put out a warning or watch, and then people would walk outside just to hear if they could hear the tornado siren. Well, you already got the warning, so don't stand outside like a dummy. Go inside. Go to your basement.
It's
not real until you hear the siren. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the deal. Most of the sirens were put up in the 70s and 80s. Some of them still work pretty well. Some of them are antiquated. The technology is old. Some of them just can't be repaired anymore. And they're so expensive. And here's the deal. Expense is not the problem. It is a problem, but it's not the problem. They're owned by the communities. The problem is they're not well heard. And, you know, a tornado siren's only as good as if you hear the warning and take action.
That's right.
And that's one of the problems. And that's why we really like, and we've gone to this whole business of using these things, these cell phones. You've got 98-99% penetration in the homes with cell phones, whether it's a flip phone, or Rick's always got a real expensive phone, a fancy phone there. But it doesn't matter what you got. Use it. Because that takes the tornado siren right into your house, into your bedroom, into your basement, or takes it in the car with you, so you know what's going on. And it's free. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of people, but a lot of people don't sign up for it. Our emergency management agency, and I gave you guys the flyer, basically it's a tool to warn you of floods, fires, severe weather, public health alerts, anything, any emergency situation. Licking County EMA can push the button and give you an emergency message on your phone. You can sign up. It's called Hyperlink. You can simply go to the county website. There's a QR code. You can literally hit that QR code and sign up on a one-pager for Hyperlink, and that way it will call you or text you alerts with anything coming up that you need to be aware of, and certainly a flash flood warning would be among those. And you know, you saw what high water, fast moving high water can do to a neighborhood that's low or in a floodplain or a flood zone. Mm-hmm. And there is no excuse for not doing this. You've got the phone, it's free. And I would urge you to sign up to the Licking County Hyperlink program through our EMA agency. And you're not going to like it if it goes off at 2 in the morning, but you ought to know.
Well, here's the thing, too. If you think about it, over the last, I don't know, and John Weber, EMA Assistant Director, Deputy Director, we've talked about this. It seems like, and Commissioner Black, you know this, it seems like a lot of these storms have rolled in at night.
They've
when you're
rolled
sleeping,
in at
and
night.
It's hard to hear. So, you know, again, to Commissioner Bubb's point, you may be a little bit mad if your thing goes off at midnight, but would you rather be mad and be safe or rather be mad and be dead?
And here's the thing. One of the things that makes the sirens obsolete, new homes that are being built are so soundproof, you can't hear the sirens. I mean, you can be within a quarter mile of it. I know of homes over in the Hebron area recently built, and they say, we don't hear the siren inside our home.
It's old technology.
It's old technology.
It come out of the Cold War, the idea was we'll just turn on sirens. Well, people don't hear them, or they ignore them. But if your phone is yelling at you, with a tone and alert, you're going to do it, and then you're probably going to turn on WNKO or TV, and you're going to learn more about it, maybe, if the power isn't out. But and by the way, you should have a radio with batteries.
It's, or one of those people laughing because we have it down in our, but we have one of those crank radios. I mean, it's just, and it's got a flashlight on it. So, I mean, in case something, I mean, again, power goes off, you got to look at all these
prepared.
That's right.
You
have to look at all. And that was where I was going next. Not only sign up for HyperReach, but have an emergency kit. I mean, just have something.
2012, the Derecho.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, most of Licking County didn't have power for anywhere 3, 4, 5, 6 days.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, people, everybody has to charge that little phone.
Yep.
How are you going to charge that if the power's out for 5 days?
Exactly right.
You got to think ahead on this stuff. And the Texas thing is simply a painful reminder that this stuff can be devastating. Thank God it doesn't happen all the time. But we've had derechos. We've had flash floods here in Licking County. We've had plenty of tornadoes. We are in a tornado alley, and probably more so now in Ohio than we were before. So, again, it's free. It's called Hyperlink. Today is a real good day for you or any in your audience. If you don't have the warnings coming to you on your cell phone to tell you exactly what's going on in your part of the county and what to look out for, You're putting yourself at risk.
It's exactly
and,
right.
And you can go on our website, get the hyperlink, type it in on your browser, and go there, sign up by name and your phone number so it hits your phone, and they'll start texting you alerts right away, and you'll be glad you did.
And you can pick what you want. If you don't want to get the watches, you don't have to get the watches. All you want is the warnings. You can just get the warnings. So, I mean, it's that easy. I mean, and you can tailor it to what you want, as we've talked about before. It's not hard. Doesn't take long at all.
And even if, you know, even if you're old school technology in your home, and God bless you if you are, you're fine. But you can have this sent to your home phone.
Yep.
A hardwired phone. You can have it sent to that as well as your cell. You know, there's so many ways to get these warnings, and it's important that you do.
That doesn't take long at all. Real quick, before we take a break, I know a lot has been happening. Today is a big day down in the Hebron-Buckeye Lake area as they are rolling out, unveiling, and got the new Licking County Transit deviated fixed route is up, the fifth one. This is exciting for so many folks, and I'll start with you, Commissioner Black, because you used to sit with the Licking County Transit Board. This is a great thing that we're seeing
happen. This is a fantastic opportunity, and those two communities are so excited to have this come to their area. They've done a lot of work. They've done a lot of fundraising to support this. It has tremendous potential out there. There's such a workforce area out there, and as well as it's not a wealthy, affluent communities, and a lot of people out there don't have cars. They need to get around. They need to get to the grocery. They need to get medical services. And we're so grateful that so many sponsors have stepped up to make this possible. And we hope we can, you know, we intend to keep it going.
Yeah, I talking to Matt Allison a few weeks ago, and, you know, it's not just that the transit has the new line. They've even extended the hours now for folks because they're seeing that demand. Mm-hmm. I mean, in your wildest dreams, when you sat back years ago and we didn't have this, did you think, did you think it would be
no
like
no
this?
Idea. Yeah. Had no idea. And Matt has brought such great leadership to the program, he and his team. Just a wealth of knowledge has come through them from COTA. COTA has been a tremendous support for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and Commissioner Bubb, you and I have talked about this several times on this. It's free right now for folks to take that ride. That could be changing. You never know how things are going to work out. But as you sit back and you watch us, the growth of this from going from just Newark down Main Street, now you've got Hebron and the Buckeye Lake region. It has just really taken off for folks in this community.
Oh, yeah, and Heath and Granville. We basically got the center part of the county pretty well covered. I can see the day coming when we might have to double the capacity, though, either larger units and or 2 an hour instead of 1 an hour. The nice thing about this this route that goes south, the south leg toward Hebron and Buckeye Lake, we go past the industrial parks. And we've tuned this up to go a little earlier for people that need to get to work. We're going to run through the industrial parks at certain times of the day and at the same time serve the neighborhood. So as Rick said, it's a blessing for the people that live out there. If you're on dialysis and you don't have a car and you need to get to Newark, it's kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all about public health and growing Licking County and making it a better place for people to live. More people are moving here. And their demand will continue to grow. And just like you said, I don't like to call them free rides. I call them no fare rides because we're able to offer right now on these fixed routes no fare service. Really, honestly, is to get it up and running and get people back in the habit of taking the bus and public transit. It's been a while since we've had that. So the day may come when we'll have to look to the community for some additional funding for this as we start to extend out into western Licking County toward Etna, Pataskala, New Albany, Johnstown. Those areas yet are not served. They're served on the fringe by COTA coming from the other direction. But the day's coming when this transit operation could be twice as big as it is now. And it may be needed as the population really escalates in the next decade. It'll be other commissioners that will probably be dealing with this, but we're laying the groundwork right now. And we can keep it no fare as long as we can. But, you know, even if there is a minor fare, it's still a bargain.
Yep.
Owning a car is expensive, or even taking the Uber is expensive. So we're trying to serve Licking County and take care of people. And I think that on behalf of Rick and also Dwayne Flowers, who couldn't be here this morning, we're very proud of where we're at with transit.
Yes.
And we see nothing but future opportunity.
Yeah, it is a wonderful thing for sure. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town with Licking County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Rick Black. You're listening to Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney. And as you can hear in the background, Licking County Commissioners Rick Black and Tim Bubb were just sitting here talking about going into the basements when the weather gets bad, because people can laugh at me all they want. I don't care. When those things go off, scoop up the wife and the dogs, and we're heading down to the basement. Again, you can say, oh, you're overreacting. Until I know what's going on, I'll go down to the basement and look at radar before I'll sit in my bed going, oh, it's not going to be here. Nuh-uh, buddy. I'm down in the basement.
Well, I'm in a condo on a slab, so I'm still looking for the basement. As soon as I find it, I'll let you know.
I can guarantee. Wait, naturally, you didn't have to worry about his smoker. He keeps that outside. Yeah. He's not worried about going
important
into the
stuff,
basement.
Right?
Yeah. Hey, you know, some. But we're having, you know, talking about serious stuff all the time. But something that's going to be a lot of fun for folks to get involved with. And you know, just a couple of weeks ago, Governor DeWine was in town, the 200th celebration of the Ohio Erie Canal. Well, that kind of kicks off a lot that's going to be happening over the next year with America's 250th. But Commissioner Bubb, this passport program, and we had Howard Long in here not too long ago talking about this, is going to be very exciting for folks to get involved, learn a little bit, and have some fun with America's 250th.
Well, sure it is. Dwayne, Rick, and myself are pleased that we were able to help sponsor that passport program because we believe very much in this semi-quincentennial year, which means half of 500 is semi-quincentennial or 250. So between now and July 4th of next year, it's the 250th birthday celebration of our country, and it is worth celebrating. It, what we have here is worth cherishing and celebrating. And Passport is simply the licking, one of the Licking County iterations to get people involved. You know, it's Rick's sort of like, how do you get people in motion and actually do things? And the Passport program basically is designed to get families in motion to go out to all 25 townships. They've identified highlights and points of historical points of interest throughout the county. And the Passport program basically is just like it sounds. It's a passport. You can sign up on the final Friday celebration in July. You got your calendar there?
It would be the final Friday in July is what, the 25th?
I believe that's it. And that's the first day that they're going to have sign-ups for that downtown at the final Friday celebration on the square from 4 to 7. But you'll be able to sign up anytime during the year. Your family can get its passport. You can sign up. And what you do is it's going to, if you really take it seriously and try to fill the passport up, get it all done, you're going to visit all 25 of the townships. You're going to go to about 44 or 45 points of interest. And here's the tricky thing. Howard is a tricky guy.
Uh-huh.
In other words, it's not a passport where you can just say, hey, I went there. There's something unique that you have to go to the site and identify and answer the question to prove that you've been there. And basically, you fill your passport up, and I think the first 250 or 300 folks that actually do the passport are going to get a beautiful souvenir challenge coin with the courthouse on it. But the goal is to get people out and moving in the next 12 months and see the county. And a lot of people have just moved in here, Dave. I mean, a lot of us are long-timers. But if you just moved here in the last year, you're going to see things you didn't even know were here.
Yep.
And so what a great opportunity to use America's 250th and this Licking County Passport thing as a family outing kind of thing to get to know your neighborhood.
And here's the funny thing. When we had Howard out here, he goes, and we didn't make this so you could look at your phone and figure these answers out. Yep. He says, you've got to do some research.
Yeah, he said, the spot.
He said, there'll be no Googling to get these answers.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, he looked like he was happy to say that, too. Like, he wants folks to be challenged and get out and do that. You know, this might be one of those things that, you know, as the commissioner, Bubb, mentioned, that a lot of folks are moving here. This would be great for kids, too, to teach them the history of this.
Yeah. Family outing. I mean, you don't realize how diverse this county is until you get out and travel. It.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just, you know, we go from the flatlands over in the western side of the county to almost mountains on the east side in Appalachian part of the county. And it's just so beautiful, especially this time of year when the trees are all leafed out or go out in this fall when the leaves are changing. It's just dramatic how beautiful it is out there.
So why not do it?
Yeah.
And Dave, just so you'll know that I've challenged my two fellow commissioners that I'm going to get it done before they do. Now, they're getting older and they get a little slower.
Wow.
They don't move as quick as they used to. But I plan to finish the challenge before they do. And but the commissioners are going to lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to be on the passport program. To be honest with you, we've been to most of these places, but I'm not sure I could answer all the questions till I go back out and look for whatever little nuance Howard found. But that's half the fun of it.
That's right.
So let's just get out and while you're out traveling around, hit some of the dining spots and make it an outing and make it fun. Take pictures and, you know, keep a diary. Make a year out of it so that, you know, you want the kids that are coming up now to, just like we remember in 1976, the bicentennial. Mm-hmm. I want kids who are just the younger kids and people coming up now to remember 2025, 26, the AM250 as a year of education and learning about our community and our country, and make it memorable.
No doubt about it. Yeah. I tell people, I still remember third grade, Sister Delarina. My mom made a cake with a flag on it for the bicentennial. Yep. We all had to do something different and volunteered to do
it.
It's a memory.
Never forget that.
Sister Delarina.
I'm looking forward to going to these places. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm going to go places I haven't been here in Licking. There's a lot of Licking County I have not been in, but I've also discovered places I had no idea.
Sure.
We had these resources.
There's a place a lot of us are going to discover here, Commissioner, coming up in August, and that's the Hartford Fair.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Fun time. First week of August.
I think we know where that's at.
Yeah, we've been there a few times, but, you know, best food in the world for a week.
That's all he's worried about is the food, you know, not the kids
out there showing animals.
Keep
my energy up.
You got to keep your energy up for the passport
program. The Hartford
Fair,
Rick Black's food court.
He's not hard to find. Just walk up and down the midway.
I can think of some other people that are working with the county that they sort of put out a challenge.
Sure, I'll bet they do.
Know,
yeah.
I won't name them, but...
But that is a great
time. They are.
I mean, that is just so much fun.
It's so much fun.
One of the very first things I did, you may not remember, was I judged a bakery contest out there. You guys were out there. They were doing the game, you know, try the different foods and that. And I'm like, I'm a city boy, and somebody's trying to feed me something I've never even heard of or anything. But I just fell in love with that whole nature area. Mm-hmm. It's been nice. Because people miss that. Get back there. Check that out.
Locally grown and sourced and so forth. I mean, I've judged some interesting food dishes, some phenomenal ones, and some that I'm saying, okay, I'm glad you participated.
But, yeah, thanks for coming.
It's so much fun.
It is a
Everybody,
great, great time.
They have such a great time, you know, bringing their stuff and fixing it. And how unique can it be? How sweet can it be? How much chocolate can we get in it?
I want to know if he's ever going to do one of his, you know, smoking things out there. I don't want to know what he would put in there, though. But
I look forward to the sweet treats judging. But it's fun stuff. And to be honest with you, I view the Hartford Fair as the annual Licking County reunion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reunion of people that see each other once a year. It's kids that grew up in 4-H and FFA, and they grew up at the fair showing animals or staying in the dorms up there playing with the 4-H band, and now they're back as adults bringing their kids and grandkids in there. What a great deal.
Yeah.
And it's coming up a little quicker than you think. I believe it starts on about the 9th.
No.
Does it?
It's early August.
No.
Week of August.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, it's the first.
August.
Yeah, I think it's the first.
You're right, the third.
Yeah. Yep.
Sunday the 3rd,
yeah.
And it'll run through the 9th. So 3rd through the 9th of August. I'm not sure. I doubt if it's on the passport program, but guess what? If it's not on your passport program to get acquainted with your neighbors, and it's the annual reunion. If you look at people in the infield, in the barns where the animals are and that sort of thing, or people that played in the 4-H band 30 years ago and they're back up to Terra for the concert and seeing the kids, it's a chance to reunite. And what did old Mr. Arter call it? Where the hell is Croton?
Yeah. Or the, what is it, the biggest little fair in the world.
Biggest little fair in the world.
I think that kind of understates it. It might have been a little fair back then, but it's a pretty good-sized county fair now.
It has changed.
Yeah.
It's gotten better over the years.
Oh, yeah.
It has really improved over the years.
The grounds is beautiful.
Paved roads?
Yep.
No pit toilets?
I remember the gravel roads.
It was like a country fair 30, 40 years ago. It was pretty rough. I mean, it was just like...
anybody else at the time.
No, yeah. It's comparable. A smaller version of a state fair with paved roads, beautiful buildings.
Venues, yeah.
And lots of good food.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, he knows about that.
Yeah.
Real quick, folks want to get a hold of your newsletter, Commissioner. What do they need to do?
Oh, give me a call. Down at the county building, 670-5110. And that's just the general number to the county commissioner's office, 670-5110. Give me your name and address. I'll call you back. We'll get your email address or email me. And be glad to put you on there. And we're always glad to communicate.
Commissioner Black and Bubba, I always appreciate you guys coming in to talk about what's happening in the county. We'll get you scheduled for next month as well. But I'm sure I'll see you out at the Hartford Fair.
See you
Look forward
fair.
To seeing you.
Or out and about doing the passport program.
Yep.
He threw the gauntlet down at you now.
I know.
You better
know.
Get ready to go. He's taking shots at
My
you.
My wife is very interested in doing this, so that will get me. Well,
that'll get him out.
That helps right
yeah,
now.
We'll say,
get,
that'll
get encourage
you.
Me to get going.
Uh-huh.
That'll get you outside.
Not to be working on that new yard out there.
Yeah.